This week on Minnesota Native News, a peek behind the curtain of a play that's bound to change minds. I'm Marie Rock. Mainstream institutions have struggled to accurately and ethically tell the story of what happened to the Dakota people in 1862. As Lori Stern reports, Minnesota's History Theater is working on that now.
The Minnesota History Theater has a mission, and that is to tell the story of everyone who lives in Minnesota. But the theater has been stuck on telling the story of what happened during the U.S.-Dakota War of 1862. It's a hard story to get right.
Larissa Fasthorse and Machi Yapishto. My name is Larissa Fasthorse. I'm from the Sechangu Lakota Nation. I am a playwright, and I have been asked by History Theater to create a play around the events of the Dakota people in Minnesota in 1862. I've spent the past year talking to lots of Dakota people to ask them how they want that story to be told, and today is the first reading of my first version of trying to fulfill their wishes.
Larissa Fasthorse is not the first playwright to work on what the History Theater calls the Dakota Project, but she is doing something that makes it more likely her play will be produced. She's asked Dakota community members whether the story should even be told, and when they said yes, she's asked them how it should be told. That's because she and the History Theater understand it's not their story to tell, it's a story that belongs to the Dakota people who lived it. And now their descendants are helping write the play. This summer, Larissa Fasthorse and the History Theater asked Indigenous actors to read what she has so far to an audience at the Minneapolis American Indian Center.
What is it you enjoy so much in this white ceremony?
The women sing so beautifully with the men. They all have ceremony together all the time.
You do not think our Dakota singing is beautiful?
The missionary singing is in Dakota too. Theirs is just so different, like nothing I've ever heard before.
The play's central characters are a Dakota mother and daughter who react differently to the turmoil around them. The play also features Taiyate Duta, Little Crow, the flawed Dakota leader who tries to negotiate with the government despite impossible odds. The script so far develops all its characters with empathy and humor. For instance, everyone has a laugh when the cast tries to pronounce the settlers' names.
Mark.
Mark what?
That's it. Just Mark.
White people have such sad little names.
Oh, here's one. Lee. It's like you're going to say something, then choke before you can get it out.
The History Theater and Larissa Fasthorse ask for feedback and suggestions. The audience responds, some with her own memories.
But I remember conversations with my grandmother, her daughter, about some of the things, you know, the rites, such as communion, the body and blood of Christ, where she was so, it made her uncomfortable that Christians would eat their own Savior and that they were cannibals. It's just one of these things where you see these two totally different cultures just spiritual paths just collide. And that was very interesting for me for Tate Duton.
This story really humanizes the Dakota people and the struggle and just, you know, broken treaties that we all know about, but America in general doesn't really know. And so I appreciate that. I think that was a beautifully portrayed story of the history, the true history.
So people had to do what they had to do to survive. That's why we're all here. Our ancestors did what they had to do so they would survive.
Larissa Fasthorse says she appreciates the feedback and looks forward to more. She and her team continue looking for descendants and gathering stories. She lives in Los Angeles now, but plans to come back this winter for more workshops in Native communities in Minnesota.
If you have a story to share, email Artistic Director Ron Peluso at rpeluso@historytheater.com. Theater is with an R-E at the end. Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.